Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
This is a Shares for Beginners quick tip. Essential lessons, questions answered.
Investing in love. Can they live together? How can couples have conversations about money and investing? Betsy Westcott is a financial wellness coach, and she's passionate about women, shoes, and finance. In this quick tip, she explains how important it is for women to understand and control their money, especially when moving into a relationship.
One thing you can do is obviously A, have a conversation with your partner about how you want to manage your finances, but there is things like binding financial agreements available, more commonly known as prenups. I think you mentioned that earlier, which is, you know, thanks to all those American movies, because a binding financial agreement is not something you just do before you get married. You can put a binding financial agreement in place during a relationship or even when a relationship ends. And basically what it is an agreement between you and your partner about how you want to divide your assets should the relationship break down. And to have a binding financial agreement, you both need to seek independent legal advice and come up with a contract basically on how you want things to be divided in the event it ends. So that's a really like good way to kind of shore these things up. But then you can look at different structures as well to protect assets. I think like even if you don't have any significant assets, I do think for an individual, women in particular, ensuring that you always have control of your income is like one of the best things you can do to protect yourself. So making sure that your income comes into your own account and you choose where it goes. And I always think it's good to have a little OMG account, emergency savings or rainy day savings, just, you know, in case you need to pack up and shoot through, so to speak.
the FU account.
yeah, that's another name.
Love's not all bad, though. When people can pool their resources and pull in the same direction, it can be great for finances and investment as well.
Absolutely. I think
let's look at the positive.
The positives. Yeah. Look, as a married woman, I can say that, you know, I love working together with my husband towards our common goals and pooling our resources. And, you know, particularly when it comes to things like starting a family, you know, biologically, there's some things that only a woman can do. So, you know, thinking about I really appreciate like talking to my husband around, okay, cool, when we start a family, you know, how are we going to navigate this? It's going to be an impact to me personally in terms of work and finances. How do we address that as a team and try and compensate that and sort of move forward together? And that's just like one example. But yeah, you can actually become quite a unified team and just think, double the income to pool and invest. Giddy up.
And you are investing together?
We are. Yeah. I mean, I'd say the family home has been a big investment, or one might argue that's a consumption good, but that's obviously been a big goal for us. And just last year, we bought our first house together. We had a unit, now onto a house, which is very exciting, especially to say that in Sydney. And so right now for us, you know, paying down that and building up some cash buffers, if there are any rugrats that come along, is a big priority. But outside of that, we do invest together. It's funny, we kind of take a two-pronged approach. I'm more into like ETFs and funds. He's not such an active investor, but he does like investing in direct shares and taking like particular positions on companies, long-term investments, but he likes that more direct approach. So kind of as a team, we have fun comparing and contrasting and doing it together. But we always come together for those big investment goals, even though we still have independence on what I call fun money, or he calls the beer money, and emergency savings. We keep those separate as well. But that's how we come together as a team.
Yeah. Oh, that's nice. Sorry, it's a bit off topic here.
But yeah, sure.
is it basically the equities that you're investing in at the moment? Or there are other sectors or asset classes that you're looking at?
Yeah, I take a pretty diversified approach. It's probably the old financial advisor in me. So it depends on what the purpose of the investment is. So I'll use an example. So not using this investment anymore, but when I was building up my first home deposit, I was invested in a range of equities, listed property assets, as well as bonds and cash, because my goal at the time was a sort of a six-year goal. I'd figured out it'd probably take me about 6 years to build up that first deposit. Definitely a marathon, not a sprint building up a home deposit. And so, you know, that was what I would call a more conservative investment approach, but it was appropriate for that goal to have more conservative investment assets in there, such as your bonds and your cash.
Because of the time horizon.
Because of the time horizon, yep. Exactly. Mm. Whereas my superannuation, well, it's still a long time till I get to touch that bad boy. So I'm a little bit more biased towards growth investments like equities with my super fund. So I take a very goals-based approach to where I put my money, because for me, the way I look at investing is it's a means to an end, not an end in itself. So I look at, you know, what do I want to use this money for? Is it something shorter term, like a home deposit, or is it, you know, education funds or something else? Or is it something quite long term, like retirement, which is still a good while away? So yeah, depending on what that is depends where I invest my funds.
What are some of the common issues around investing and money that come up with clients and, I guess, especially women?
Yeah. Oh, gosh, we could talk about so many things. I think one of the biggest ones to overcome is actually mindset. Feeling like money is something that people can be really proficient and good at managing, that they can become an investor, that they can become financially independent. That's probably one of the biggest things, is like that confidence piece and that capability piece. And that's what my bootcamp's all about, is a lot about mindset and then education. I kind of liken it to teaching people how to fish. I want to educate them on the foundational concepts so they can go and make more informed decisions when they're out in the world or making their money decisions, or if they're working with an advisor, like a financial advisor, that they can come into it with more confidence and knowledge. The biggest thing on investing is that people think it's really complicated and that you need to be an expert stock picker to invest and that you need lots of money to invest. So I absolutely spend a lot of time dispelling that myth and actually spending time talking to people about how, you know, investing is just a means to an end, not an end in itself, that it's about your goals and that lifestyle that you want to create, or that legacy you want to create, or the business you want to start, whatever it is. And aligning your investing to your goals to facilitate the outcomes that you're trying to achieve. And we have a lot of fun. We learn how to be a cash flow queen, because basically I have three rules for money: make money, keep money, multiply money. They're kind of the three themes I always talk about. So the make money is like, what can you do to increase your income through either education or side hustles? And then the keep money is, you know, what can you do to spend more aligned with your values and more mindfully? And then what are things that you can do to save money effectively and automating? I spend a lot of time talking to people about creating spending plans and then automating your money management, because you want it to just happen. You don't want to have the temptation of having to move things around and like, oh, maybe I won't this month. But you also don't want to have that cognitive load of having to like check in with your money every day and move this and do that. It's exhausting. And women are pretty busy. I'm gonna put it out there. Everyone's pretty busy. So, you know, what can you do?
I can't believe how hard people work these days in some of these jobs, you know.
Yeah. And it's like, you know, you think about all the things you've got to do. Eat well, do your job, stay fit, keep all your friends connected, stay sane, and manage your money and become a boss. Like, it's a lot. It's a lot. So wherever you can, systemize your success, and money's a really good place you can do that.
If you found this podcast helpful, please tell a friend, especially if it's someone who needs to start thinking about investing for their future. You'll be helping them and helping me to keep this show on the road.
Shares for Beginners is for information and educational purposes only. It isn't financial advice, and you shouldn't buy or sell any investments based on what you've heard here. Any opinion or commentary is the view of the speaker only, not Shares for Beginners. This podcast doesn't replace professional advice regarding your personal financial needs, circumstances, or current situation.
And thank you for listening to my podcast.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.